T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
Do you also have someone you've trusted to go delete your web history? Because that's what we're talking about at our age.
What the hell are you talking about, Connor?
You're dead. I would have to think 95% of the people hear something like that, or they think of why you would need to delete your history would be for pornography, right?
Yeah.
Boot your computer. The cops are coming.
So?
You want them to see all that porno you downloaded?
He went out of his way to say that he did not care about what we said while caring a lot about what we said.
One thing I refuse to take the L on is something that McNeil and Parkins were bagging on me for yesterday.
What?
I don't care about it.
Sounds like you care about it.
I don't care that they had fun with me. I care that they're so blatantly wrong. I'm right, and they're wrong.
Why do you care so much?
And here's
this is Connor not caring. Yes, I don't care. I don't care.
I would like to confess that that would be why I want my history deleted, to get rid of some of the porn searches.
I'm truly sorry that my porns aren't Spike Lee joints, that Daniel Day-Lewis is not in the porn that I watch.
Would you be willing to admit everything you've searched on Pornhub or on LobsterTube or wherever you find your...
LobsterTube?
Yeah. Not familiar?
No.
Oh, man.
Is that how you get the gout?
Jesus.
All right. Now let's get rid of this.
What? What do you mean? Let's just delete the files.
No. That can always be recovered. We gotta smash your laptop with a hammer.
All right, are you happy?
No, the circuits could still be reconstructed if somebody worked at it. We gotta bury it in the harbor.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome on board. Glad you're with us on this Friday. Travel times for those of you in your cars and trucks going to be nasty. So just be patient. We'll hopefully keep you company, keep you entertained. And before you know it, you will arrive at your destination. Danny Parkins has the day off. Matt Spiegel freshly returned from his Bahamian vacation with wife Christine is back. And he's with me today until 6. Was it good?
It was so good.
Is that what
so
you're sasaing about?
Oh, it was so good. There was sun and there was beauty and pools and just lovely things and lobster. I had lobster. Now, not lobster tube. That I've never had.
Tonight.
I don't know. I've never been aroused by lobster in the way that you are. And yet I find it delicious. Not in a tube necessarily, but again, but I had lobster. We went to, there was one day it was very windy. I think it's the day I talked to you in Parkins. It was so windy. It's such a pain in the butt to be in the Bahamas. Oh my God. But we took a little, we took a taxi to this place and had Bahamian lobster, spiny lobster, a little bit different than Maine lobster that you're used to. But they take the tail of it, split it open, and then they put it in foil, Mac, and put it on the grill with vegetables, cauliflower, broccoli, and onions, and plantains. That's the secret. Then there's like lemon and garlic and oil and stuff, but the plantains gives it that little sweetness, and it's all steamed together. And that's what I was going, oh my God, delicious. Highly recommend.
You're so relatable. I love it. You're making me hungry.
Anybody could. You just get some fish.
I know. That's what I always said when you used to tease me about having 9 TVs. Any boob with $200 can buy a 34-inch screen these days.
You can go to the Mariano's and get yourself some lobster or get any kind of fish and throw it in the foil with all this stuff all together and grill it that way. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah, lobster's hit or miss when I buy it at the supermarket and in restaurants if I ordered it. It's hit or miss, and it's too damn expensive to risk the miss. So I just go crab legs.
But you're right, lobster again.
Lobster again.
That time we were in Boston for the Stanley Cup final with the Blackhawks, and we literally heard media guys reacting to the media spread where they were going to be offered lobster and drawn butter before a hockey game.
And that they weren't paying to attend.
They were not paying to attend, and they had to pay $7 for the spread or whatever the hell it was, and they were like, lobster again?
He's not kidding, folks. It actually was spoken at the New Garden. Oh, my goodness.
We have quite the run of Boston media types with just getting annoyed with very, you know, first sports world problems. Got another Super Bowl I have to cover. I hope the Patriots lose this week. Lobster again at one of these things.
Yeah, Shep, I don't know. Were they Boston people who were... I don't know if they were Bostonians.
Oh, just they might have been hockey types?
Well, there could have been people from New York there covering. I would assume in the Northeast there would be other papers who would cover the Stanley Cup Final. You know anybody with in Canada with a circulation of more than 100,000 newspapers, they're going to cover it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the Toronto Globe and Mail had a reporter there.
Yeah, well, I hate those guys. The Globe and Mail.
Lobster again.
Long time hate.
We want to share in just a little while. We're going to share a little bit more sound from Sox pitching coach Don Cooper, who was in studio this morning with his spit cup, not his spitka, his spit cup on the Mully and Haw show. We'll share with you what he said about Michael Kopech, who was a terrific guest with Parkins and me yesterday. Very forthright about his issues with depression and abusing alcohol years ago, and how he continues to, on a daily basis, work a mental health program that includes meditation, medication, and constantly being in touch with a support group and getting rid of social media. He's got a little Mitch in him in that regard. Mitch Trubisky, just completely done with social media and just trying to stay dialed in. And I thought it was remarkably courageous for a 23-year-old kid to get on the radio and talk about it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm glad he's found some methodology to help him and is staying mindful. This whole White Sox young pitching staff, all those guys, they all meditate, all of them. And this is like in a time when a lot of organizations have mental skills coaches and are teaching mindfulness and really trying to get you to stay in the moment. And this is not a fad anymore. This is a level of how you do things, especially in sports. But all those White Sox pitchers, they kind of do it on their own. They've learned it from each other. They support each other. There was a picture that James Fegan had from The Athletic. It was his cover photo on Twitter for a while. And it was like seven pitchers at rookie camp from a couple years ago lying on their back together and meditating just in the Arizona sun.
You know, the people I know or who I've heard talk about it are 100% believing this is making a difference in their lives.
Add me to your list.
You're one of them.
Absolutely. Add my wife to your list. Absolutely.
I keep considering it, but it gets into my smoking time.
I understand. So. You remind me of when people used to say you should try sushi, and I hadn't tried sushi yet a long time ago. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I brought it home, cooked it up, tasted like fish.
A friend of mine suggested it again at breakfast today.
Meditating?
So I got as far as picking out the CD I will choose, the music I will choose, to take care of that. But that's as far as I've gotten so far.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to do it, obviously, but it's really just about slowing down and having the courage to sit with your own thoughts. Because that's what I do, is I chase the distraction away from the thoughts that freak me out. And that distraction can be my curiosity. Let's look up this. Let's listen to this. Let's watch this.
Right.
And then when everything slows down, I'm like, oh my God, I think that about myself? That's terrible.
Yeah. Good conversation today, Speaks and I enjoyed during the 2 o'clock hour with White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson. He joined us from Sox Fest. You can check that out, 670thescore.com or on Twitter. Check out the podcast of the show and a fabulous almost 30 minutes with Joe Buck, probably 25 minutes or so with Joe Buck at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Enjoyed all of that. Let's get our audience updated on a few things that are going on in the news. Locally, Lauri Markkanen is going to be out for the next 4 to 6 weeks, which has something to do, it's like a precursor to a stress fracture in the pelvis.
Yeah, the pelvis can be obviously a big deal, as affects your entire core and like everything you're doing in terms of your movement. Pelvis, important part of the skeleton.
I get the same thing, oddly enough. I don't think any Bulls fan is going to drive off the road right now hearing Lauri Markkanen's out for 4 to 6 weeks. Do you? They have become such the only people I hear talking about the Bulls are people who work at the Score. I never. They're not on in bars when, where I go. I went out for a sandwich a couple of nights ago to meet some buddies. Bulls were playing the T-Wolves. Not on.
Yeah, they're not. They're not interesting, and they're not good. And there's not a lot of hope. The next thing that will get you really interested about the Bulls will be what? If Zach LaVine goes to the All-Star game?
I don't think anybody gives a rat's ass about that,
No,
Spiegs.
They really don't. So the next thing that gets you interested is if they make a change in management this offseason, which I've heard speculated a lot about by people who actually know.
Yeah.
But
I'll believe it when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other news of the day as you're updating the peoples.
In case you have not heard, the Bears have upped season ticket prices 3.9%. That's what you get for an 8-8 season. You scream and yell about it all you want to. Don't re-up if you don't want to. Someone else will be there. Mm-hmm. I mean, for decades, people, that's always been the reply. Go ahead and get rid of them if you're dissatisfied with the product. There's a list of 20,000 people. That was the sentiment many years. I don't know if they still have that big of a demand for season tickets, given how costly they have, they've become. But, yeah, I certainly, if you're unhappy with the product and the price, you're not getting your money's worth, and you have to commit to a couple of preseason dates as well, which is you're just eating money because nobody wants those for free, don't buy them.
Yeah, but, you know, as massive of a buzzkill as this entire season was from the first snap of the Thursday night season opener against Green Bay, as big of a buzzkill as this was, hope springs eternal, or spring hopes eternal, as Ed Lynch once said.
He did tell us that, yes. The cart was right next to me. I always assume the worst cart.
That's right. Spring hopes eternal. And you're going to that Bears season is going to come around, and people are going to have found a way to some level of positivity. Don't you think?
Spring hopes eternal.
Remember that?
They do. Yeah. Yes, it reminded me very much of Moses Moreno telling Boers and me he's here to claim his stake this weekend before his first NFL start.
What was you told me there was a malaprop of malaprops that you wanted to get to.
Yeah, it's the mother of all malaprops. And nothing
gets
me.
That's big talk.
All right, see if you agree. I was listening to a radio show in town the other day. Not here. Okay, we were in a break, and I go to another radio station, and apparently there is a producer who regularly goes into the studio to get under the skin of one of the hosts.
Okay.
David Kaplan would be the host. And the producer was talking about how good of a mood Cap was in, and they had to change that. And they sent the guy, and I don't remember the guy's name, and a couple of those guys, Abdallah and Black, they sound the same to me. I can't tell them apart on the air. They're both good guys. I can't tell which is which most of the time. And they said, we sent him in there to be the stick in your mud. I think that is worth considering for the Mount Rushmore of malaprops.
You've just opened up a bag of snakes that you can't close.
Right. You're right.
Hub had the bag of snakes. You had one famously years ago.
Well, it was in my first couple of months with you, and a decade ago, June of 2009, when we started. And I said, I told you that at one point you really opened up a can of wax with that one.
Can of wax.
And it's like the whole ball of wax. Can of worms is what you'd opened up.
I had players this football season. I had players going until the, what was it, to the shadow of the whistle instead of the echo of the whistle. Yeah, but we sent him in to be a stick in your mud. I got what he was trying to say.
That's disgusting.
But
no.
It's off.
I mean, like,
just a little bit off.
I don't judge people for their predilections. If you like a stick in your mud, I'm not gonna say anything about you or anything. But it's
the
like
bread, what it is, the bread is in the pudding, whatever they say.
It's Eddie Jackson telling us the bread is in the pudding.
The bread.
Instead of the proof being in the pudding.
Do you remember a couple years ago?
Bread pudding and there's proof in it.
Vince Goodwill said it was with me and Parkins, right? Vincent Goodwill said a blind squirrel catches a nut twice a day. You remember that? A blind squirrel finds a nut twice a day.
Mixing it with the clock.
With the broken clock.
Oh, that's great.
It was a blind squirrel who found a nut twice a day. He said, even a blind squirrel finds a nut twice a day.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut
twice a day.
There it is.
Oh, is that
good job, Tanning? How great is that? And because I remember thinking and talking for a while about how that's a really good ratio for a squirrel, even a sighted squirrel, for a day.
That's special.
Twice a day is outstanding.
One more piece of news. It's NFL related. And Antonio Brown was released on bond today in Fort Lauderdale. Released early this morning after spending the night in a Florida jail. He turned himself in, facing charges. He and his trainer attacked the driver of a moving truck that carried some of his possessions from California. It was $110,000 bond. The prosecutors were seeking no bond. They thought he was a flight risk. Judge felt otherwise, but here's the conditions imposed on the former all-worldwide receiver. He has to surrender his passport. He has to wear a GPS monitor, and I don't know if you've seen the photos, Speaks. Those are actually prison clothes. It looks like a real ill-fitting bad green tuxedo, but that's prison wear where he's photographed walking out of this jail in Broward County.
Yeah, it does look like a...
Doesn't it look like a bad tuxedo?
It is.
You can see his ankle bracelet. You can see his monitor. He has to wear the monitor. He is not allowed to have any weapons or ammunition, and he has to agree to a mental health evaluation and random drug testing. He's 31 years old.
I'm looking at the video. He runs away. Once he sees the cameras are there and everything, he runs away. And apparently it was the wrong direction, so he had to reverse his full-on sprint and run back. And this is, you know, you started this segment talking about Michael Kopech and his comments about mental health. And I don't know how it happened or if this was something that has been manifesting within Antonio Brown or whether it is from the cavalcade of hits and concussions that the man has gone through and some early onset CTE, as people talked about. I don't know. But this is not a mentally well person at all.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, and I'm not excusing
the
crimes. There's sexual crimes. There's all kinds of stuff that has been alleged about Antonio Brown these last couple of years. But this is clearly not a well man, and that's been obvious for a long time.
The jacket many of our texters are coming in hot with is an anti-suicide vest. Yeah, I think there's reason to be suspicious about any number of things. Based on several year history of aberrant behavior, unlike his first 6-7 years in the league, maybe even a little bit longer, you can suspect CTE, and that's not unreasonable. You could suspect mental illness of any type, including addiction. I mean, all bets are off here. He has acted in a bizarre manner.
Yeah.
And it's sad for anybody. It's sad for him as well. I hope he gets his act together.
Yeah,
anybody with mental illness, I root for them, but man, $110,000. Yeah, flight risk.
I don't know. I've no idea. It's incredibly obvious that the man is not well.
Well, when they released the warrant for him, didn't they say they believed him to be armed, possibly dangerous?
Yes. I guess he has a gun.
Plays right into the flight risk.
Like, yes, it does.
You know what I think of all the time? Every time a story comes up with him, I think about Vontaze effing perfect and that hit in that playoff game. It's like, and obviously who knows what, and I'm not excusing anything, but it's like sometimes, man, that hit. Did you guys watch the Aaron Hernandez thing yet? Tanny, I heard you talking about it.
I did, yeah.
You know, I saw it written about as that the Aaron Hernandez documentary cycles through excuses for him. And that is not the way that I took that in or read that.
Yeah, I didn't see excuses. It was more kind of like, okay, what went wrong in this guy's life? It's not pinning it on one thing, but it's more like, you know, telling a story, the whole pie chart of things that happened to him.
And I thought it did a really good job of giving you a window into those kind of things. And some of it might have been CTE in there. Some of it was him being closeted.
Entitlement. Just being allowed to do things without repercussions.
Absolutely. Pushing back on an angry father. Dealing with being abused, apparently, as a young boy. I mean, there's a million things in there.
Disturbing.
Really disturbing. Really disturbing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm...
if you're up for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Sounds... Everybody I've talked to who has seen it has said it is... You can't take your eyes off of
it. Is there anything new? Like, if you follow the story at all, is there anything?
The totality of the perspective.
People have walked away from it having a little bit of sympathy for him. That's what I've heard from my friends. I don't know, Tanny, if you got that, but
I guess to a certain extent, you know, it's hard to feel that
not
way.
Sympathy, understanding, maybe.
Understanding.
Yeah, just feeling like you know more of the story. They did talk to several people who I think had no business being involved in it in any way. You know, people that weren't connected in his life, just people having their own perspectives that kind of sort of relate to what he was going through.
Yeah.
But got people that didn't know him, like teammates that didn't play with him, things like that. Like, I thought that was weird. But
Fred Tutcher weigh in from the Boston Sports
Yakkers.
No,
actually, one of the Sports Yakkers was in there.
Jermaine Wiggins.
Right. Yeah.
The guys.
That was a bad moment in sports radio. I don't remember that happening.
They caused his suicide.
Yes.
You could care about it or not, but those guys bringing up the way they did, bringing up the fact that he was closeted and the sexuality was a factor, and then 2 days later he killed himself.
I don't remember hearing about that at the time.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Probably good. Probably best we didn't.
We'll take a timeout. When we come back, a little from Don Cooper on Michael Kopech. Spiegel with McNeil on Sports Radio 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
70 the score. Be the 10th caller right now, 312-591-6700, and you get a deuce. For the first time, he is performing in the round at the United Center. I only have seen one band ever play in the round. It was Yes at the old International Amphitheater in 1978. Fantastic, amazingly different experience to see it that way.
Agreed. I saw Peter Gabriel play that way on, was it the Us tour, I think, maybe about a decade ago, something like that. It's phenomenal.
Tickets for Roger Waters available at rogerwaters.com. They go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m. Looking for the 10th caller. If I'm in town, I'm going to catch that show.
David Gilmour.
Floyd was so... love him, yeah.
It's hard to hear anybody talking over this Gilmour acoustic guitar solo. But there it is. It's got to be done. It's radio, mister. You know what I think this Gilmour acoustic guitar solo needs? Is this. Be caller number...
A blind squirrel finding a nut twice an hour.
Be caller number 6 to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700. And you'll win an MVP haircut experience from Sport Clips. Cut the wait. Download the new Sport Clips haircuts app and check in. Floyd never sounded so good, I think.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. If you want to snortage, if you want to sign a one-day contract with the Chicago Wolves, it comes with a $5,000 signing bonus. Go to chicagowolves.com/sprint to learn how to win the Sprint Power Play payday. Okay, back to the Sockos. Sox fans are buzzing. And one of the reasons they are buzzing, the return of Michael Kopech. When will it be? Let's see what Don Cooper had to say this morning with Mully and Haw about Kopech.
What is the plan for the process with Michael Kopech, and what are reasonable expectations for him this
year? Good question. Well, you know, with the acquisition of Gio Gonzalez as well as Keuchel in our starting rotation, we don't even have to think about trying to push, race, quicken the path of Michael, who went through surgery. You know, we now can go about spring training, and everybody gets a personalized schedule. He's going to get a personalized schedule. We're going to probably take it a bit slower, you know, because why? What's the get back for us if we go fast? There is none. So it'd be foolish. And to make sure his feet are firmly planted on the ground, he will be back at some point. I can't give you that date. It's like Carlos Rodon as well, who went through surgery. He's going to be back at some point. And it's going to be a good problem when they're both back to have to try to solve. A much better problem than we've been dealing with, you know. So, listen, every year I feel good, spraying, refreshing, you know, looking for new, all of that stuff coming around the corner. But knowing the players that we now have surrounding our core group of guys, and when I think a core group of guys, it's Timmy, Moncada, those two guys, you know, on the main core, I'd say. You know, Eloy certainly is, and he's just, but he's got his work cut out for him in his first full year in the big leagues. And the other guys. So we have, and you look at the rebuilds of the other teams. That's kind of what they did. They had their core group. They went out and either acquired guys through trades or free agency. We've done both of that as well, and now we're up and running.
They're not booing, they're cooping.
He's fun.
The straight and narrow.
I used to call him Coop the Grouch when every week
yes.
Mully and Hanley at the time would call him and he'd say, no, what? And then he would pop his head up out of the garbage can on the sidewalk and never, answer questions.
Yeah, never really as crabby as you think he is, though.
Sounds crabbier
than he
is. He does
sound crabby, but when you sit with him and he sounds the exact same, you know, but what? He makes eye contact and he's a gentle guy.
Like Cutler had jerk face, Coop has crabby voice. He just does.
Oscar the Grouch.
He could be talking about stuff. Like happy stuff, it just sound crappy. My birthday party was great. It would still sound like he's pissed off about it. I love the idea that there's no rush on Kopech. I'm even for this concept of letting him start in the minors and get his feet wet and get comfortable. Because here's the
thing.
He's
prepared for it.
He is prepared for it. And the way, and I didn't hear him with you guys yesterday, but I've seen some other quotes where he's talked about he's going to back off the velocity a little bit. Just a little. He's not going to be the guy going out there trying to throw 98, 99 a hundo every time from the get-go just because he can. And that is a smart thing to do because you don't need to throw it quite that hard every damn time when right. You're as good as he is. You're not a bullpen guy coming out there in the seventh, eighth, or ninth just trying to blow three hitters away and go back and be done. You're ideally, you want to last three times through the lineup. Watch Verlander, watch CC Sabathia, watch these smart guys as they've developed and evolved through the years, and they can still hit 98, 99 when it counts in the sixth, seventh, and eighth, but they might start out 93, 94 because it doesn't freaking matter. When you're throwing 84 with a curve, 94 with the fastball is often just fine.
It's remarkable how a couple of acquisitions, all of it, and the return of Kopech, whether it's May or late May, June, you get Keuchel, you get Gonzalez signed up. There's no rush. Yeah, we didn't feel like, you know, last year, for a little while, Lopez gave you reason to think, okay, Lopez, Ozoka, and then just it was a mixed bag with him. Rodon, just you didn't trust him to stay healthy. If it wasn't Giolito, you didn't have any degree of confidence. And now we're talking about a White Sox staff where, let Kopech take his time.
Yes, it's amazing. It is amazing, and it should not be ignored. I will not be ignored. Dan, it should not be ignored that at this point, Cease can be your four and Lopez can be your five right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Kopech and Rodon are six and seven in your thought process as of right now. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Congratulations to Dan Phillips of Joliet. He was the 10th caller. He copped the Roger Waters tickets. Only saw Floyd one time, Soldier Field in the rain in 1994, a light rain, and didn't bother me in the least with the Floyd stage show, with the music they do. Rain's a perfect accompaniment.
I saw that era of Floyd as well. Saw him, and that's... You know, Gilmore and Richard Wright and Nick Mason, the drummer, but no Waters because Waters had left angrily. But Gilmore's still out there doing it. The other guys have passed.
Mm-hmm. What's up next for Tributo?
Earth, Wind, and Fire on Feb 5.
Haven't done Earth, Wind, and Fire yet?
Oh, yes, we have. But we're doing them again.
I was going to say, I just asked you a month ago. Yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I see.
Serving it up.
Oh, yeah. No. We still haven't gotten there. So Feb 5 and 7, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Then we're going to be back. I think we're going to be back at Theater on the Lake, which is an awesome new venue that we have only played once. Right down there at like Fullerton and the Lake. Incredible place. We did once... There, a few months back, we did the early Beatles, Beatles Red album, which was really fun. But we're going to do some stuff there in the summer, and they can open the doors and open it wide with the lakefront and extend and have a lot of people. And we got big plans for stuff there over the summer.
Nice. What's left for you guys to do that you haven't? What itch have you yet to scratch paying tribute to one? You guys have done, what, 90 acts?
There's a big one. There's a big one that people in the band really want to do and have wanted to do for a long time. And have been talking about for a long time.
And you don't want to tell me.
I don't want. Yeah, I can't tell you because you will lose your freaking mind.
You're gonna do the Pretenders, aren't
you? No,
no. You're gonna do the B-52s.
No, it's coming. It's coming. But you know, you and Bruce Miles will lose your mind. Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud because I'm not supposed to say.
Use your imagination, and you're probably right.
Yeah, it's coming.
Can I give you money for tickets now?
Yeah, you can get in now. Actually, I sleep with the guy who does the guest list, so I'll see what I can do.
I refuse to be on the guest list.
I know you do.
I refuse. You know, no. That's how you earn a living, man. Uh-huh,
that's true. You're right.
I paid for
the
Skinner show a couple months ago.
Yes, you did.
Look, when I get around to finally writing my next book, I'm not going to be giving them away. When Mark Lazarus sent me, I told him not to send me a copy of his book, If These Walls Could Talk, on the Blackhawks run to those three. This is how you earn a living.
You like to pay for
that
stuff.
I put a $20 bill in the mail, and I mailed it via snail mail to his home.
There you go.
That's how you do it. His book.
The only thing that you do with books is you use them for currency.
Come on.
When you're trying to park.
That's more of a piece of fiction than the mustard belt.
I was in the car.
Joe.
We pulled up to the United Center.
I didn't use it for currency.
You had the guy.
Joe had asked for a copy of the book.
And he happened to be giving you a free parking spot at the United Center. At the same time.
It wasn't in exchange for the book.
Joe, it's good to see you.
He always comped me.
Here's a book, Joe. Is that enough or you need two?
One in the back of my truck
now,
in case I need to park.
Joe, I see a better spot up front. Would you like three books?
Stop.
All right, it is a little bit of fiction, but it was too perfect not to turn into show content. You know how this business works.
Embellishment, right.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is gear. Text gear to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is gear to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Shep, are you holding down the fort after we're done here at 6 o'clock?
Groats is warming up in the bullpen
right now. Okay.
Unlock me!
Mark Brody, the unbridled hilarity, will continue in just a couple of minutes on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. The tears hit the fan.
R.I.P. the great Warren Zevon.
Send lawyers, guns, and money.
Late Warren Zevon, born on this day in Chicago in 1947. I like his work very, very much. Not an enormous fan, but three or four of his albums in my carousel, on my hard drive, in my truck. I do not consider him, however, since he didn't grow up here, to be eligible for the Chicago Mount Rushmore Rockers. He didn't live here for very long. I don't think anybody ever really has considered Warren Zevon to be a Chicago guy. You're in touch with the music scene here. Have you ever heard that?
No. I have not thought of him as a Chicago guy. No. Who's on your Mount Rushmore of Chicago rock?
St. Rita High School here in Chicago. Same high school as Ray Manzarek of the Doors.
Yeah, if we're going individuals, it's got to be Ray Manzarek. If we're going bands, I think the only one that's, for me, the only one that is first, you know, first ballot is the band Chicago. I probably Styx, but way down from Chicago. And then you get into the argument, Mark Grody joining us for this discussion, as to whether Rockford's Cheap Trick count. I would say yes. Does REO Speedway, are they eligible for this? Because some of their guys are from Champaign.
What about those Smashing Pumpkins?
The Smashing Pumpkins. Exactly. Yes. That's another one.
Or if we're going to do outlying areas, Evanston's Eddie Vedder, or did he?
Stretch. All right. Stretch. All right. Get on back.
All right.
I was looking today. Hi, Mark Grody.
Hi, guys.
The Grammy Awards are Sunday, and I found myself looking at the Grammys knowing that I was going to work with Mac and looking about Grammy history in Chicago. Do you know that Chicago has number one, number four, and number nine in terms of all-time nominations? Chicagoans are...
Really? Chance the Rapper?
No. Kanye's number nine.
Kanye, okay.
Number one is Quincy Jones, South Side of Chicago. Number one all-time in Grammy nominations.
Yes, Michael Jackson back in the day.
A million Sinatra things. And Sir George Solti, the longtime conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, is number four all-time in Grammy nominations.
There it is. It's Alicia Keys, isn't it?
She's Alicia Keys again.
She's done multiple years, does a fine job. I'm looking forward to it. Have you guys ever, I would bet Dan McNeil's not heard of this artist, but Spiegel, maybe you have. Her name is Billie Eilish. She's 19 years old, and why I find her intriguing, and she'll perform.
She's
creepy and intriguing, and she's like complete crossover. Like, you could hear her on our sister station, B96, and quite frankly, you could also hear her on Q101. Mm-hmm. That is the most unique type of artist, where you could hear them on a rock station, or you could hear them on B96 or The Mix or something like that.
Labels. What are labels anyway?
Well, most are labels.
A man who believes in degrees of unique. We're kindreds in that regard.
There are degrees.
Most unique, just a little unique.
This segment is brought to you by Arby's. I have a question for you, Mark Grody. Have you ever been gruntled? I know you've been disgruntled.
That's a great question.
But doesn't being disgruntled imply that at one point in your life or your regular stay?
I was going to say, I am mostly gruntled in my life. I mean, like...
You spend most of your life gruntled.
I was walking over here, and you know what? I was really gruntled today when I was listening to you guys. When I turned on the radio, here's the first thing I heard. This is like it was a moment that was made for me.
Yeah.
The first thing I hear out of you guys is Spitka.
Yeah.
I heard you guys telling
those are my favorite times. What will they be talking about? Yeah. You turn on the radio. I played that game the other day, getting out of the doctor's office. What will be the first voice I hear on the score, and what will be talking?
Right.
Dave wants that. A commitment to run the football. First thought out of his mouth.
I am so gruntled right now about hearing Spitka.
Extremely gruntled. How about Wilco for Chicago bands?
Oh, have I ever told you that I went to high school with Glenn Cochee, the drummer of Wilco?
You have indeed.
Yes, we were in marching band together.
What I would ask you guys I'm not insulting Wilco or Smashing Pumpkins. I just don't know the answer to this. That's why I'm going to ask it. Did they have the global popularity as some of the acts I mentioned?
Pumpkins, yes. Wilco's
regional,
they're
right?
They're the periphery a little bit. You know, they always have been. They've always been more small market,
but it's a remarkable body of work, though.
So good.
It's crazy. This segment on The Score is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.
We kicked it today, Groats. Man, we had Joe Buck on the show today for 25 minutes or so. We had Ross Tucker from radio.com for some Niners love. Had Tim Anderson today. This is a fun show.
Forgot we had Tim Anderson. Yeah,
Tim was cool. I learned from Tim Anderson that he is doing an exhibition on the bat flip, which I think is the most incredible thing I've heard about White Sox Fest so far.
Bat flipping 101. I will leave the Sox Fest schedule up for you.
Please
right
do.
Right now.
I am going to have on this show, we're going to talk about Sox Fest and the White Sox specifically about some things Rick Hahn said today. Steve Rosenblum is going to be on the show today. He just had hip surgery, and I want his take on a whole bunch of things, including the Blackhawks, which I did not hear his take on. Joel Quenneville and Patrick Kane's 1,000th goal. And check it out, Mac. I know you know this. Julio Arceo is back.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Maybe we'll make radio magic again together like we did the last time we were on.
To be a penis, but 1,000th point.
Penis.
Not 1,000th goal.
That would already make him the best American player in history.
Yeah.
You needed to correct me on that one. You're not a penis.
Okay. Mark Grody, I'm not a penis. I'm taking that into the weekend with me to hold on to.
I'm uncomfortable with all this penis
talk. Me too. I don't know what's coming out of my mouth.
Thank you, Speaks, for coming in.
Keep your hands off of our Jimmy.
Groats, I'll be listening on my commute.
Pleasure, Mac. Parkins, enjoy your little boy.
Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski. Chris Tannehill is the master of the metal shop, the best in the business. Back Monday at 2 o'clock. Enjoy your weekend. I'm Danny Mac. And as Doug Buffone used to say, I'm Lampshades. Good night, everybody.
All right, guys, I've got a lot of things to do today. Talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.